Hello and welcome to Animate, bringing you stories about animals and how we connect with them. This programme is recorded in the studios of 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network. I'm Monica Fulton. Today we have an interview with Marion Charlton, Chief Operating Officer, Gold Coast Airport. We're all used to seeing sniffer dogs at airports, but at Gold Coast Airport, dogs are being used for a completely different purpose, to calm nervous passengers. Marion, thanks for joining us on 2RPH.
It's my absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
So how did all this come about?
What we understand at the airport is that although airports can be very exciting places for a lot of us, for other people, it's not always that way. Some people are scared of flying. They might be flying for the first time. They might be saying goodbye to loved ones that they may not see for a while. And also, airports, we can put people through processes that are different every day. You know, you go through security, people have to check your things. So it's a different environment, and you're also worried that you might miss your flight somewhere along that process. So it can be stressful for people. And what we've realized is that by having our two assistance dogs, Gary and Ranjit, they're there 5 days a week. And what we've seen is the absolute difference that when someone is feeling a little bit anxious, and we've seen it with children and we've seen it with adults, they go up and they pat and even lie down with these dogs.
Oh,
the difference it makes to their airport journey is unbelievable.
So, Marion, do you find that the nervous passengers approach you with the dogs, or do you see someone who's quaking in their boots and rush over with the dogs and let them have a pat?
It's a good question, and it's a mixed bag, because as you said in your introduction, dogs have been working at airports for a very long time, but they're usually dogs that you don't approach to pat because they're there for a reason. They're working dogs. So you're not encouraged to pat a federal police dog or a customs dog. So these dogs are identified in a different way. They wear a big jacket that says "Pat Me." So basically, it's very obvious. And they walk around the terminal, and their handlers are very trained to look out for people who might be needing a little bit of a cuddle. Mm-hmm. But they also have an area, quite a beautiful area, right next to the check-in area that you can't miss. It's so bright and so beautiful, where people can also come and see Gary and Ranjit and go over and have a bit of a pat and a cuddle with them.
Okay, so are Gary and Ranjit what you normally term dogs who are trained for therapy, or did you just pick dogs that happen to have a delightful personality?
It's actually a little bit of both. So both of them are absolutely beautiful dogs, quite different. So Gary is our longest serving, as we call, ambassador, because we have an ambassador program which has lovely ambassadors and volunteers who work at the airport. So we call Gary and Randy our ambassadors. And Gary was our first, and he's a beautiful Labrador cross. He's just over 2 years old. And he has the most beautiful, gentle nature. But then, you know, Gary did have to go through extensive training to make sure that, for him too, that he's totally comfortable working in an airport environment. And he just loves it. He loves the attention. And Gary was working 3 days a week because we need to make sure that he is fully rested and he has a life outside of the airport. But he was so popular, then Ranjit came along. And Ranjit has an interesting story in that his family got Ranjit as a pet after their son, Callan, suffered a brain injury following a fall from a construction site. So he was brought into the family they call him the little earth angel because basically the difference that he made in that family, and particularly to Callan, who was injured, really helped them in what is the worst of situations.
Sure.
So the owner, when she saw Gary, said, "Ranjit is a real people dog," and she volunteered Ranjit. And then again, Ranjit went through the same training as Gary went through, just to make sure that he is comfortable. Ranjit is a French bulldog, so they're quite different.
Yeah.
Gary has got this long, beautiful hair, and he's really pretty, and Ranjit is a spunky little French bulldog that is just so irresistible that even our staff, you know, we have a bad day, we go over and we have a pat of Gary and Ranjit.
Oh, lovely. So I'm interested that they're obviously very different dogs. So if someone had a pet that they particularly love and perhaps didn't want to do the hospital visit thing, but thought, yes, coming round to the nervous passengers in the airport might be a way to go. How would they go about it?
Yeah, it's a good question, and I'm not sure how, for example, Sydney Airport or other airports approach it, or even if they even have these programs yet. I believe we're one of the first regional airports to have this program, and our company also owns Townsville Airport, and they have an ambassador program there too up in Townsville, and that's going beautifully well as well. So the two dogs that we have did come in through, like I said, a connection. So Ranjit's mom used to work in security, so she was one of our greater airport families.
Okay.
And so that's how that happened. I think for the moment we have 5 days a week coverage at Gold Coast, and we would absolutely look to extend that in future years, but we really just want to make sure that we bed it down properly, do it really correctly, make sure that Ranjit and Gary are really comfortable, and then we can add to it. It's interesting, in America, these programs have been going for a while, and they use other animals other than dogs. I think they've used guinea pigs, even small horses. There have been all sorts of animals brought in, particularly in the U.S., particularly since 9/11, as I understand it, where, again, people might have been a bit concerned about flying, that they just really seeing how, I have a dog, I know when I go home after a stressful day, just the physical reaction to cuddling and patting a dog is quite incredible.
Me too. Yeah. One thing I wanted to say was that, as far as I'm aware, Sydney Airport doesn't have anything like that. I'm wondering actually whether, because Sydney Airport is such a frantic place to be, I don't know Gold Coast Airport intimately, although I've been there a couple of times, but I can't imagine it would be absolutely crazy like Sydney. I wonder how that would go at Kingsford Smith Airport in Sydney. And another thing was, how many hours a day do these dogs work? I'm being a dog owner, I'm thinking about pooping and weeing.
Yeah, no, actually we have a pooping and weeing area, not just for Gary and Ranjit, but for anybody who's travelling through Gold Coast Airport with any kind of assistance dog that sometimes, vision impaired or for other reasons, people book through their airline and organize for their dog to fly with them. So for those dogs, we have an area just at the door where an area where there's a bubbler, where they can exercise and where they can poop and wee. So we have that for Gary and Ranjit and for anybody else who needs a dog. I know Sydney Airport have a wonderful customer experience program too. I'm just not sure where this fits into that. Not necessarily with dogs, but they have a lot of other things going on. We do get very, very busy, and that was why the training was super important.
Sure.
First of all, making sure that as characters, they are comfortable in that environment, because it starts with the dog themselves, and that we have to be sure that they're super happy to be here, and they just love the attention. And then the training really helps, because we're coming up to Christmas. Gold Coast is a top tourist destination for Australians. It will be really, really busy over then, and Gary and Ranji will eat it up.
So how many hours a day do the dogs work?
Between 3 and 5 hours a day with lots of breaks, but usually around 3 hours a day. But it, depending on, how they're going. But we need to make sure that they take lots of breaks, that it's not too much for them. And if they're not having a good day, we make it shorter. So it's really driven by Gary and Ranji.
I imagine they probably love it too. Probably love all those pets. Hats. Pets love pets.
They do. And they have the same. Well, Ranji tends to work with his mum, so very comfortable. And Gary either is with his owner or Tom, who's one of our ambassadors, and Tom and Gary have formed the most beautiful bond.
Oh,
so Gary and Tom work together all the time, and they are quite the twosome. So so it's all about, obviously we want our customers to get the best out of the interaction with Gary and Ranji, but it has to start with them being comfortable and happy.
Yeah, so all these, at the moment there's two, there's Ranji and Gary, but they're privately owned dogs who come and help out at the airport. I wonder if this program expands, will there ever be a time where the dogs are actually owned by the airport? And they, like police handlers have dogs, but they're dogs. They just do the work.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I don't think that's going to be the model for us, because as airport owners and operators, there's people who do all sorts of things here across a whole range of roles. I think it's probably more appropriate that the dogs like Gary and Ranji go home to their own owners at night, and that this is something that their owners are very happy to do to help people. We, for example, we had a young boy called Ethan, he's 10. He was traveling with his grandmother not long ago, and usually airports are a terrible experience for Ethan. Mm-hmm. And he was so taken by Gary that his grandmother just said it completely saved the day. They had a beautiful airport experience. In fact, Ethan ended up getting a dog out of it because he'd wanted a puppy for a little while. So Ethan has a puppy. But Gary's owner saw that, and that's why she's doing it. She's doing it to make a difference to kids like Ethan, or we believe one in 70 Australians may have some form of autism, and it's a hidden disability. You don't see it. So it's making that kind of a difference in a volunteer sense, which is why the owners do it.
Yeah, just listening to you saying that makes me realise that it's not only the dogs that are doing the service, but the owners of the dogs who are really obviously have a huge social conscience and want to give back. And I think it's a really lovely thing for them to offer their dogs for that. I think it's just a beautiful program. And I don't know if it exists in Sydney Airport, but I'll certainly keep my eyes open.
Yeah, and we're very proud of it.
Yeah. Anyway, it's been an absolute delight speaking with you, Marion. Thank you
much. Thank you so much for having us. And
thank you.
Lovely to talk to you too.
Thanks. All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Animates. This program has been recorded in the studios of 2RPH Sydney for the RPH Network. Our technical producer is Katie Brooks. Research by Joseph Schwanzer, and I'm Monica Fulton. Please join us again next time for more stories of animals and their mates.